My whole adult life, I think I've been under 220 maybe twice. And today was another time, which was incredible for me.
That's today's special guest, Michael Couchman. You're listening to Tips of the Scale.
Welcome to tipsofthescale.com, your home for weight loss motivation. Tune in every week for weight loss success stories from around the world and for expert tips on diet and exercise. And now, your host, Sam Lamelli.
All right, Scale Warriors, coming to you today with a very special episode. This is something new and different to the show. I'm really excited. This is going to be the first time we do this on Tips of the Scale. So with us today is Michael Couchman. So what we're doing today is actually a suggestion of Michael's. He wrote into the show and had an idea that I thought was brilliant. And so we are testing this out. So what we're doing today is Michael is going to be the very first person on Tips of the Scale who takes us along with him on his weight loss journey. So Michael is not at this point at the end of his journey. We are actually somewhere in the middle, and he's going to talk us through why he's going to embark on this journey, where he is today, and what the plan is for this journey. He's been generous enough to invite us here with Tips of Scale and all of you around the world to follow him along on this journey, and he will keep us updated on how he's doing. We're going to check in on him regularly. Before I go any further, Michael, if you would you take a minute and tell us a little about yourself?
Sure. Thanks for having me on. I'm a 45-year-old Canadian male. In 2014, it's freezing up here. So spending a lot of time thinking about how I'm going to approach the next number of months before I can get out and play golf again. My own background, I have a PhD in genetics and biochemistry, focused on neurodegenerative diseases. Subsequent to that, I've been running a consulting business in the biotechnology industry since about 2000. And my weight now, I weighed myself today, which was a milestone almost. I made it under 220. I was 219, 218 today.
Okay, so you said today is the first time you're under 220. What has been your weight and or health history before now? Because if under 220 is a milestone for you, where are you coming from?
So about 2.5, 3 years ago, I found myself, I was in a bad relationship for a number of years. The bad relationship was mostly with myself, but I was in a bad relationship. I made it up to probably 245, close to 250 at some point. I came down to 240, around 245, 242. And then since then, I haven't really been, I wasn't taking care of myself, kind of went on a journey to try to get a little more fit. But I've never really been a fit guy. So I've been to the doctor, you know, my blood pressure was normal, everything's fine, but I was fat. And I realized that I had to lose weight in order to like be healthy, and just, I wasn't feeling good. Clothes were tight, everything along those lines. And so I wound up a couple years ago getting to about 220, and then everything kind of went bollocks, and I went back up to 235 about 4 months ago. And I went to the doctor about, and I knew that things weren't well. I went to the doctor. I had an A1C test, which is a test for diabetes and pre-diabetes, and my numbers were incredibly high. I had a leptin test done because I'm a scientist. I kind of wanted to understand how the obesity is affecting other metabolic areas of my life. My leptin was elevated. I had vitamin D test done, and that was that was low. My triglycerides and cholesterol were high, and I just kind of took the information in and I went, I'm a metabolic mess, and I really had to take charge. And so I researched everything to try to figure out what I had to do to get to a certain, like to educate myself so I know what the next steps would be.
Right.
So I got weighed. I have a trainer that I go to once a month. He sends me a program every week that I adhere to diligently. He weighed me. He took my body percent fat. I've gone from about 34%. I'm down to about 28% now, 29%. So I'm getting there. But my BMI is still high. I'm 5'9", but I'm not a small guy, but I'm also not fat. And so the reasons for me losing weight are to get healthy and to feel better. And I can say even in the last 3 months that I've kind of lost, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18 pounds, that I feel 1,000 times better. There was another milestone in the last week that, you know, I ran for the first time in my life longer than 30 minutes at one time. Right, like for me, that, you know, so that's little things like that. But my goal really is I'm training for a 10K at the end of May. Eventually I'm switching gyms to go to one where there's a pool so I can do a little try type thing during the summer as well.
Right on.
And, that's going to be my path for the next few months.
Very cool. So I really like a couple of things about your plan here. First off, it's not, in my opinion, it's not something nebulous or super vague, like I just want to lose weight. I'm hearing you say that you want to get healthy, and you clearly have indicators of health that you've already looked at, so that you know kind of where you're starting. You mentioned your triglycerides, your cholesterol, your vitamin D, leptin, and the test that you did for diabetes as well. So you have a really good idea of where you started, kind of where you are recently, so that you can keep track of what those markers look like as you get close to your goal. I love that. I'm a real data kind of oriented guy, so I like to hear that. You have numbers and you have kind of milestones along the way. So I'm really excited to hear that. The other thing that I heard that I'm really excited about is you have very specific goals that you're working toward. So you're not just exercising without like a specific goal in mind. I heard you say you were training for a 10K. So that prescribes a very specific type of workout regimen and eating regimen and things like that. So I want to talk about that a little bit. What, first off, why a 10K? Why is that your goal?
Well, first of all, as I said just before, I could never run more than I think 3 or 4 minutes at a time. So I came, when I left the gym, I think it was about a week and a half ago, and I came back and I said to my girlfriend, oh my God, I ran, you know, 10K. I ran more than 30 minutes for the first time in my life. And that's what I thought was good. And I thought to myself, well, if I can run 30 minutes, or if I can see myself running 30 minutes, I can see myself running longer. So I know now that I can run at least, you know, 2.5 miles, you know, and a 10K is a little more than twice that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'll probably take me an hour and a half, but whatever. But it'll be something that I've accomplished by starting from zero, basically,
yeah. And
going to 100. You know, and I hear a lot of people on your show as well. You know, some of them have turned into triathletes. I don't know what kind of triathlons they're running, or a couple of women have even said they run marathons.
Yeah.
That's not me. I hate every step of a run. But at the end, when you're done, it's even for me, you know, I run so slowly, but I'm still burning, you know, 450 to 600 calories a run.
Very cool.
And it's very cool. I just wanted to back up. So I knew that I was on the right track about my blood levels, because I had some blood work done 3-4 months ago, but I also had blood work done about 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And this A1C marker had gone from pre-diabetic. I had taken it from pre-diabetic into normal. And I had taken my cholesterol down, but still not into normal levels. I'm trying not to be on medication. And so the diabetes is out the window. That's fine, but I still want to get my vitamin D up and my leptin down, and I still have goals for that. And if you can track this along the way, you know, it's interesting to see how diet and exercise really affect it. It's 90% diet. I think it might even be higher than that. But as I was saying to you before we started, you know, I'm realizing how much food really is, how important it is. Like, you can go out for a sushi lunch, and you think you're eating well, and this MyFitnessPal app that everyone on your show talks about, you know, you could easily slam down 1,000 calories without even thinking about it, right? And so keeping track of everything is really the key. And you know, as I said, I broke through the 220 barrier this week, today actually, and because I said to myself, I'm going to eat clean this week and just kind of see what happens. So my experimental design brain in my head is saying, okay, let's see what the difference is. That's it. That's how, from that point of view. So that's one of my goals right now, is to run the 10K.
Very cool. I love that it's a very specific goal, and that where you're coming from of someone who, and I share this too, is that you couldn't run for a long period of time without, you know, probably being out of breath and being extremely exhausted. Like, I've been there too. Running is probably one of my least favorite physical activities to do. but it's a point of pride for me to know that I can do it now. And it sounds like you share that, like you're feeling that as well. And you're really proud of being able to run that 30 minutes. That's a big deal. Like I know what that's like. I totally get how you're feeling right now. And that's a big accomplishment.
Yes. And even last week I ran 35 minutes, but I was running a little bit slower. My trainer, I went to him yesterday for some strength training yesterday. And I told him I want to start running faster. Otherwise, I'll still be running by the evening. You know, the race starts at like 8 o'clock, so I'll still be running by noon. No, it'll probably take me about an hour and 20 minutes to do the 10K. So that's what I'm banking on. So we're just speeding up now. So once I can start, I think within the next week or so, or the next 2 weeks, I'll be running up probably 40 minutes next week. And then the week after that, or 2 weeks after that, up to 60 minutes. So it's, and I hate every step.
So you touched on something there. I want to spend some time on here, and so I want to retrace our steps really quickly up to this point. So we've covered your current weight, your current body fat range, and your health history, and we've talked about your reason for losing weight, which I think is extremely important. You've got to start with understanding why, in my opinion, anyway. We've talked about your goal and how you will measure progress and how you've been measuring it up to here, and. So the next thing, which I heard you start discussing just then, is your first steps and what you have already done and what this first phase for you is. So I've heard you say a couple of things. One is that you're running on a regular basis and that you have a trainer. Right. And I've heard you mention strength training with that trainer, and that you have some specific running, not intervals, but you have specific amounts of time or specific distances. Tell us a little bit more about that. Like, what are the steps that you're taking right now in your training?
So what I'm doing is I go to the gym about 4 to 6 times a week. It's a mix of strength and cardio.
Okay.
And I go to my trainer once a month. He assesses me, and then he gives me a plan for the month. And I do that on my own. So the strength might be 3 days a week. I do that on my own. And then he has it laid out how I should be running. So he started me off maybe twice a week running. You know, running, it might have even been 90 seconds. I don't even remember. run for 90 seconds, walk for 30 seconds. And I might have complained and said, I'm not walking long enough. And so he eventually got me, for, you know, run 10 minutes, walk for 3 minutes. So it was a gradual increase. And today I was tired after 30 minutes, but still got it done. So I'll do that. But I still, running isn't my only cardio. I'll also do a spin class, but 9 times out of 10, what I'll do is I'll take in my iPad mini sometimes, and I'll sit on a spin bike and watch a couple episodes of whatever show I'm watching. So the cardio I mix up into different types, and the weight training I work into different types. I follow what he gives, which is compound exercises, and I do full body workouts 3 times a week.
Good, good. I'm a big fan of those. It sounds like you're doing all the right things. Good.
Yeah. But I was doing all these things, but I still wasn't losing weight. And that's what I kind of said to myself about it. And I said, something's got to change. I got to eat clean. And so even eating clean, you know, it dropped, as I said, 3-4 pounds in 6 days. So if you have all this buildup of salt and other crap in your system, you can get rid of it, I think, relatively quickly if follow a clean diet. And I think that's what I'm going to try for the next little bit, aside from my chicken wing fiesta on Saturday night.
So that's a perfect segue into the next thing I wanted to ask you about. We were chatting about this really briefly before we started the interview tonight. You have full awareness and full knowledge and expectation that there are going to be hiccups along the way. And you've heard this in the success stories on the show up to this point too, is that there's usually some kind of challenge, some kind of roadblock. So you mentioned an event coming up, and that you know there's going to be food there that you're going to have a hard time resisting. And you're going at this in a very interesting way. So tell us a little bit about how you plan, not just for this occasion in particular, but how you plan to handle temptations or events like that that come up during this journey for you.
You know, it's very funny because my girlfriend's daughter and I have this connection about food. We just love food. And we just love food. And so I kept saying to her, you know, you could put a birthday cake in front of me and I could probably eat the whole thing. I have this event coming up Saturday night, and I was on the computer today regarding work, and an article popped up about the chicken wings that are at this place and how 6 chicken wings have, I think, 1,300 calories. And so I sent it to my friend who's throwing the party, and I said, you know, this place where we're going has this, this, and this. And I said, I know this is coming. I got to figure out what to do. And I just decided to myself, I'm just going to enjoy myself. Because if I keep restricting myself, I don't feel that I'm going to enjoy everything. So this journey for me isn't a journey to lose 20 pounds in 6 months. This is to lead a healthy life. Mm-hmm. Healthy life for me means enjoying everything around me. That includes hanging out with friends. That includes, you know, having my parents over for dinner and modifying the kind of dinners that I make. Mm-hmm. But the journey is the journey, and I don't want to kind of stop indulging when I can. So I've just kind of given myself a blank slate to go ahead and just kind of enjoy myself, but being conscious while I'm there to not lose control.
That's a great point, is being aware of what you're doing while you're doing it. I think this is a very smart approach that you're taking. I've personally observed, and you probably have as well, people around me, and even in my own experience, if they try to be too restrictive with their approach, and I admit too that there's been times that I try to cut out either an entire food group or macronutrient group, or, you know, something that's really strict that I know is going to be difficult for me to maintain in the long term, and inevitably I can't. I fail because I'm setting myself up to be miserable, is the way I phrase it. And I think going into this journey the way that you are, with eyes wide open, that there's going to be things like this that you can enjoy and that you want to enjoy, and that if you said no to them, or if you always said no to them, rather, you wouldn't enjoy the journey, right?
That's right. That part of the fun is to say, you know, I had an idea for a television show, and it was a crazy idea, which was to show that you can indulge. So across the United States, from what I understand, there are these state fairs every summer that mm-hmm. the food is just nuts.
Yeah.
You got to understand, the portions up in Canada are much smaller than they are in the United States. We still have our obesity problems up here, present company included. But, I mean, the idea was to start a show where you kind of travel to the big ones. But since they're like, you can go 5, 6, 7 days apart, you take someone and you feed them at each of these events, and they can still eat what they want. But across the journey for 3 months of these fairs, they can still get into shape, to show that you really don't have to give everything up. You can still enjoy life, and you can still eat as much as you want within reason and with being cognizant about taking care of yourself, you know, 95% of the time.
Yeah. I think it's that 5% or that 10%, whatever you allow yourself, that helps a lot of people keep their sanity, right, throughout something like this, and be able to maintain it in the long term. So let's talk a little bit about how you will find that balance, because you're going into this knowing that you're not going to keep yourself from enjoying those times that come up. So how will you make sure over the course of this journey for yourself that you're keeping a balance for the week? What do you plan to do the other 90% or 95% of the time to ensure that you are on the right track? What's your plan?
Well, so what I've learned by listening to your show and other shows and even my own self kind of experiment, it's nutrition. And I think you can, as everyone said, you can't work off a bad diet. You can definitely make strides by being clean, you know, 95% of the time. So I'm going to still use, you know, my FitnessPal app. I'm still going to use my heart rate monitor and making sure that I get my heart rate into the right zones. And eating clean, I don't follow any particular diet, so to speak. You know, the old joke that I've been hearing as I've been immersing myself in this social media stuff about obesity is, you know, how can you tell if someone's on a paleo diet? They tell you. And that's the truth. Like, this isn't a diet. This is just enjoying life. And I've learned that the biggest thing I think that has helped me this week and in the last little times where I've kind of been able to take care of myself is to follow the advice that I've seen on many YouTube videos and heard other things, is take a day or 2 days and pre-make your meals for the week. And you can put them in those, you know, they've got these Ziploc bags now or Tupperware or whatever, and you're good to go. I have a little scale at home where I'm beginning to learn what, you know, 6 ounces looks like, 4 ounces looks like, 8 ounces looks like. And I really try to stick. Right now I'm on 1,600 to 2,000 calories a day. So I don't know if I'm always going to maintain that, but that's my goal, to be like that, you know, 6 out of 7 days a week. And then the seventh day is the day God rested. And that's the day that I can kind of indulge a little bit. So, but I, by no means do I feel deprived. So if I have these days where I can look forward to these days of excess or whatever, I love that. Now, the funny thing is, when we're talking about food and working out and how I kind of stay sane, even today when I was on my run, I was listening to your show, believe it or not, and getting caught up with the episodes I hadn't listened to. But in front of me, I have the Guy Fieri show, or what's it called, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives plan. And, you know, he's going around, like, making these, you know, two-stacked hamburgers.
Yeah.
And so I it's almost like feeding an addiction without actually having to do it. So, and there's actually been studies shown that the actual thought of, how could I put it, the addiction behavior is like the act of choosing to do something and then not doing it is actually just as satisfying. Like to think of an act and then to not do it can be just as satisfying as actually doing the act.
Interesting.
So if you know, for me to look at a hamburger being made, that looks somewhat fulfilling for me. My girlfriend thinks I'm crazy. The other thing is that I also know that I'm not, I don't think of myself as sick. Like when I say sick, I mean, I don't think of myself as having a real problem or a medical problem the way that other people who I've heard on your show really had a medical problem with respect to addiction and food addiction, where they're over 400 pounds or they're over 500 pounds. You know, I've never been morbidly obese, but I love food. And I have such tremendous respect for these people that can really go from, you know, lose 100, 200 pounds with their own volition. It's incredible. You know, it's a medical, you know, a lot of these morbidly obese individuals, you know, I'm sympathetic towards them because it's like having any other mental health issue or any other physical disability. It's a medical condition and whether it's a metabolic issue or whatever it is, it's something that has to be addressed. And it's such courage and foresight to be able to say that if I start something now, it's going to take me 2 years to get there. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, my little journey could take, 6 months, 7 months to go from where I want to, you know, I haven't said where I want to be and yet, but from where I am now to where I want to be, it could take me 6 months, maybe. It could take less, it could take more, but I don't have a drop dead date. But, you know, my goal, and we can kind of get into that now, yep. You know, my goal, number one, as I said, is to be healthy. The outside isn't so much as what I'm concerned about with respect. And I think people should focus on their metabolic profile because a lot of the people you have on your show, the majority of them are young-ish. And if they don't take care of their metabolic problems now, they're going to have what's called metabolic syndrome, which involves lipid problems, diabetes. These are the things that are going to kill you. The weight might not kill you, but it's the metabolic syndrome associated with the weight that's going to kill you. So I want to make sure, I want to keep monitoring my blood data. And I want to get my A1C into a normal level. I want to get my leptin into a normal level, which would mean decreasing my percent body fat, which it should be down under 25% for me, I think. My weight, I'm not so worried about my weight, to be quite honest. If I wind up being 25% body fat at 200 pounds, I'm going to be very happy with that. Mm-hmm. And my blood data. So those are that. My goal is to just be healthy, and whatever that looks like from a metabolic point of view is where I'm going to go. But of course, I have a number at the number of my thing. I'd like to be under 200. Is what I'd like to be, and I was 218, 219 in the gym today. So let's see what happens in the next 4 months.
Well, you're off to a great start, and I think that you've put a lot of thought into your plan and your approach here, and that you have some very realistic goals. I have no doubt from what I've heard so far that you are going to be running that 10K and that you were going to finish that, and that every step of the way between now and when we have our first update with you, that you're going to be following this plan at exactly the way that you've laid out for us today. Now, I want to recap a couple of things here, Michael. You've said that you are going to continue running and you've got some strength training to supplement that. You're using a food scale, which I'm a big fan of. I love that. Having that device in my kitchen myself, and you are focusing on a 1600 to 2000 calorie a day diet, six days on and one day off, where you let yourself eat what you like and kind of indulge in those things you know that you want to have. Am I missing anything? What else is it that you have as part of your strategy and as part of your plan for between now and when we have an update with you?
That's interesting. What I've never done, it's interesting. I looked on your website. A lot of people had pictures posted, and I never liked to be in pictures because I felt so fat. I'll see if I can find a picture, but I do want to kind of catalog some of the progress. My goal is to, between now and next time, that's an interesting question. I'd like to be 215 pounds within 30 days.
Right on, 215 within 30 days. So let's make that public commitment now, if you're ready to do that. Yeah. And so to the thousands listening around the world to Tips of the Scale today, and so we're looking at the end of March of this year, of 2014. We're going to check in with you again. And our goal, from what I just heard, your goal is 215 at or around that end of March range. Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. And you know what I'll do just to kind of make – now that I know that other people may be listening, I'll set up a small WordPress or something blog.
Right on.
And I'll – set up a small feed or something where I can just update. I don't know if I'll weigh myself every day. Maybe I'll weigh myself every 3 or 4 days at the gym. And you can kind of see as what happens as I go through for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Please keep us posted.
And so what I'll do is I'll forward you the web address for you to post on your website, and I'll put pictures up and everything.
Perfect. Perfect. So that brings me to the next and last question I had for you today was, is there a way for me and all the scale warriors listening to you around the world to support you? If it's anything from commenting on this page of the website and giving you some support there, or is there anything else that we can do?
I think, commenting on the website would be great. And I think this is going to be more accountable. I think I'll have 2 or 3 less chicken wings on Saturday night. but sometimes being accountable to yourself is the most important thing. Yeah. But I think when I've never done this type of thing before, but when I can be accountable to others in the general population, in the general public, it may change my approach. So comment on what I have to do. So yeah, provide comments.
Right on.
I'll set things up. I'll get my girlfriend to take some pictures of me tonight and see if we can find some others from before and put those up as well.
Perfect. Yeah.
I'll shoot yours every week.
Excellent. So I'm going to post the notes for this first update on tipsofthescale.com/MK1 for Michael Kalchman 1, first update. And that'll be our launch pad for this journey with you, Michael. Again, thank you so much for letting us all in to follow this journey along with you. I'm really excited that, first off, that you suggested this. I think this was a great idea and that you're being so generous as to allow us along the way with you. So really appreciate you sharing everything you have, your plan, your goals, and your reason for losing weight. And I know that you're going to have some scale warriors commenting up and rooting you along the way. So thank you for that. Do you have anything that you want to share before we go today?
All I can say really is I hate running every step of the way, but every step. But I got to tell you, when I'm done, I'm high, and you know, it's the runner's high. I kind of get it now. I never did before. Just kind of balance everything out. And it's I think it's 90% nutrition. Keep track of what you eat and eat good things, but don't deprive yourself.
I love it. I love that approach.
Stay within your macros. Stay within your macros.
Stay within your macros. Very cool. So Michael, again, I'm really excited. Thank you so much for letting us in on this with you. Again, that's tipsofthescale.com/MK1 for this first step of the journey. Michael, thank you again from everyone here at Tips of the Scale. Thank you, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
And there we have it, Scale Warriors. A little something different this week. I would love to hear your feedback and your thoughts on this project. So again, go to tipsofthescale.com/MK1 and drop your thoughts there, please. Let Michael know that you're behind him and that you're supporting him on his journey, and let me know what you think about this project. Again, that's tipsofthescale.com/MK1. All right, that's it for this week, Scale Warriors. Until next time, as always, here's to your weight loss success.